Political violence has been increasing in the United States over the past decade, and here in Wisconsin, that's led to more bipartisan pro-democracy efforts. We spent time with some, and WUWM's Mayon Silver brings us this report.
Find your person and...
Last Saturday, at the Civil War Museum in Kenosha, Michael Holden led a group of about 30 people in a game of rock, paper, scissors. Holden is the local coordinator with Urban Rural Action, a nonpartisan group that brings people together to solve challenges. Whoever lost rock, paper, scissors would cheer the winner on in the next round, and on, until there were only two players left, each with a raucous fan base. The message behind this game? People get really invested when it's us versus them. That's a message worth noting this election season, says Michelle Gahey, one of the participants.
It's us who are right and them versus who are not right and good. So even at the polls, that can cause a division, it can cause problems of people policing the polls, people intimidating people at the polls because they want their team to win.
Concern about this divisive mentality led to the event Wisconsinites Uniting for a Safe Election Season. It was organized by Urban Rural Action and others. The main idea is that every community member can do something to prevent political violence. In breakout sessions, they learned how to have constructive dialogue instead of grandstanding and debates, or how to spot warning signs that someone's on a pathway to violence. Those who work in elections say they've experienced an increase in threatening behavior from the public. David Haynes is a former newspaper editor and leader of the Wisconsin Alliance for Civic Trust, or WISACT. He was a panelist at the event.
I've been out at town hall meetings with municipal clerks who tell me that far northern Wisconsin, I talked to a clerk recently who said that she's had to call the sheriff to throw people out of her office who were abusive. This is happening, and that's political violence. It doesn't have to be physical, because it's changing the way that people operate, and it's forcing some really good people out of public life.
Haynes also referenced GOP Congressman Mike Gallagher's decision to step down after he received death threats and other harassment. Groups like WISACT, Urban Rural Action, and Keep Our Republic are encouraging bipartisan solutions. They're trying to cast a wide enough net to include people who might be skeptical of election systems after former President Donald Trump falsely claimed that the 2020 election was rigged. People like Joel Lashley, who's participating in the program. He voted for Trump in 2020 and is now undecided. He says open and honest dialogue is the solution.
I would hope that everybody would be concerned about how elections are run. You know, such extreme points of view, like there is no voter fraud to, you know, the elections are rife with voter fraud. Reality is usually somewhere in the middle.
There have been fewer than 200 fraud cases prosecuted in Wisconsin from 2012 to now. And half of those cases were because someone was on probation and thought they could vote. Lashley's wish is for enough headway on these issues for people at the polls to not look at each other with suspicion.
But instead, look across the room at each other and nod and smile and think, I'm glad you're here too. And I will accept whatever outcome this election has.
These groups working to promote peaceful elections plan to hold more events in the lead up to the November presidential election. Mayan Silver, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.